When caring for her elderly mother, commentator Jeannie Zeiger finds that the glimpses of the person her mother once was keep them both going.
I'm back at the nursing home again, room 205. My husband Bill is with me to hook up the new VCR we bought for my mother so that she can watch the old musicals she loves. As usual, she's in her wheelchair, her left hand curled like a bird's claw in her lap, her clothing faded from the hard laundering they do here. Her roommate, Mary McGee, is lying in her bed. "Have some lunch," Mary yells over, nodding to her tray full of untouched food. "No thanks, Mary," I say. "You eat." "I'm not hungry," she replies roughly, crossing her hands over her chest. She's flat as Gumby. "What should we watch?" I ask. My mother is too confused to know TV from real life. She doesn't answer. I get up and look through the selections of movies on the shelf under the TV. "Here's a good one. Remember this?" I ask my mom. "Of course I do," she says. I position the TV so we can all see it and settle back on my mother's bed. Robert Preston played the original music man, Professor Hill, a traveling salesman, a con man, who comes to a small town in the Midwest to organize a band. There he falls in love with Marion the Librarian, first played by Shirley Jones. There are huge production numbers, and for a while the camera angles down on dozens of singers and dancers. Circles of petticoats and dashing top hats dominate the screen. Soon there's the scene on the bridge, the romantic climax. I begin to get the feeling that a song is on the way. Then, right there in living color, Marion opens up her red ruby lips, staring with the innocence of great new love, with the avid expression of an acolyte, she sings.
There were bells on the hill, but I never heard them ringing. I never heard them at all till there was you.
Marion gazes up at the professor with all that soft promise. Damn it, I've already begun to cry. I move behind Bill so he won't see. Then I hear him sniffling. I look at my mother. She's humming. She's in heaven.
There were birds in the sky, but I never saw them winging. No, I never saw them at all till there was.
Then Mom, stiff with Parkinson's, turns toward me with difficulty, points a workable finger at me, clamps her eyes on mine, and sings, "You." At this moment, her eyes look as good as Marion's, and I realize no one will ever love me as she does. Not my husband sniffling on the hospital bed with me, not my kids, not one soul. I get up and hug her, which means I bend over and surround her with my arms. Then I kiss her, first on one cheek, then the other. Next, she kisses me back, hard and long, on my cheek. Over her shoulder, I see Mary McGee singing, tears dripping over the bones of her cheeks. I go over and kiss her, too.
Jeannie Zeiger is author of How I Find Her, A Mother's Dying and a Daughter's Life.